Do you think the crew has any idea where you spend your nights? I think they might have an inkling. A boat is only so big. A crew is only so small. People talk, rumors start. It's a good thing I don't give a shit about stuff like that. Perks of being the captain of your own ship is that no one can tell you what to do or what to say. If I want to take one of my crewmates as my lover, then so be it. Who's going to stop me? I certainly don't see you complaining. You enjoy the extra special attention that comes from being the captain's secret, don't you? All the extra stares, all the whispers when you walk out onto deck, all the eyes darting towards us and then away when I call you over to give you a task. It's quite fun to play with the crew, isn't it? To tease them, stoke the flames of the rumors. After all, we're all bored at sea. Why not give them something to talk about? I'm proud to have you. I want to show you off to everyone. Why wouldn't I want everyone to know that you're the one I call mine? If you wouldn't let me, I would mark up that delicate neck of yours, give you a collar of bruises right around your pretty neck. That way no one questions whose bed you warm at night. Maybe I could even go as far as to get a necklace or a bracelet or something, have it engraved with, "If lost, return to Captain Cordelia." That way you'll never stray too far from me. I think I would simply fall apart if it wasn't for you, my heart. The only thing that keeps me sane during these long nights at sea. People get awfully lonely, get stir crazy. The brain starts to imagine things if you don't have someone you can trust. Lucky for me, I've got the best first mate in the whole wide world. And not just because you're an attractive bed warmer, though that does happen to be a perk, my love. You taste so sweet, so easily molding your lips against mine. Feels so good on top of me, Poppet. I don't know how we would get anything done without you here. You're the glue that keeps everyone together. I don't think anyone knows how important you are aboard this ship. Not just your job, but as a person too. How much you mean to me. How special you are to me. I would let them all drown if it meant saving only you. I adore you, Poppet. You're so amazing. So smart, so creative, so kind. Quite frankly, you're too good to be a pirate. I think that's why I was attracted to you in the first place. You have this innate goodness inside you, regardless of the fact that we're both pirates. We both plunder for a living. You haven't let the world of piracy corrupt you. You're still a bright and shining beacon, as brilliant as the first day I laid eyes on you, my love. I was hypnotized by you. Still can be when you're working. Though that's mostly because I'm watching you work and imagining you in similar positions, but doing different things. Now back to the topic at hand. We're talking about how amazing you are, Poppet. You mold perfectly against me. Your body completes mine, fills in the parts of me that I didn't realize were missing. I've never had someone I cherish in my life. Never met someone as important as you are. You make everyone else on this ship look fucking lazy in comparison to what you're able to achieve. Your generosity when helping others, it's not something I ever overlook. You're always, always, always willing to lend an ear to anybody who's had a bad day and just needs to vent. When someone's sick, you're the first one trying to make them better with some soup. You take care of others, a trait that's not often seen aboard pirate ships. But there's a strength in that, something that I admire. I wasn't allowed to be soft like you, but something precious, something that needs to be protected and harnessed. You're so good, my heart. Everyone's days simply get better by being in proximity to you. You just have that effect about you, beloved. You can light up any room. You can make anyone smile or laugh with one of your silly jokes. You're just that bright, that sweet, that good of a person. It's innate about you. Something that can't be changed. You have a million-watt smile. Your moans are my favorite sound in the world. Something I wish I could bottle up and keep just for myself. Your eyes are some of the most beautiful I've ever seen. Could get lost just staring in them. You always make me proud. You never fail to impress me. You go above and beyond anyone I've ever met. And you're so eager to please me, Poppet. How could I not fall in love with someone so amazing? Someone with a heart as big as yours, who's able to get everything done, and then still has the space and energy to care about others. That heart of yours, it's your biggest strength. Your empathy is something I wish I could muster. You have sympathy for even the slightest of things, Poppet. And I know it annoys you, but I find it endearing. It's one of the many things about you that made me fall for you. Hmm. You're so brilliant. Every time I see you, I'm filled with butterflies. I thought these feelings of nervousness and excitement were supposed to go away after a few months. But they haven't. Not with you. Everything about this relationship has felt different for me. In a good way. In a good way. But it's been so much more intense right from the start. Maybe because I'm your captain and you're my first mate. Maybe because we were friends before we started dating. Or maybe it's because we have that much chemistry together. But either way, this relationship has always felt different. It felt so much more real than the stuff I've had in the past. Sure, I've had relationships and flings, but they have all paled in comparison to how I feel about you. I thought I knew what love was. I could have sworn I was in love once upon a time, but now I know I wasn't. Because what I felt for her is nowhere near as intense as what I feel for you, my love. I know I love you with every fiber of my being. You've got me wrapped around your finger, and you know that. I wouldn't let my guard down like this around anyone else. I wouldn't even entertain the thought of taking care of someone else like this. This side of me, this sweet side, if that's what you want to call it, it's just for you, beloved. Everyone else gets to know me as the hard-ass captain of the ship, the no-nonsense leader who will whip you if you don't get your chores done by sundown. But with you, I don't have to be that. I can let that persona go. Can just be myself. I can be gentle with you. A privilege I'm not often allotted. In order to be taken seriously, you kinda have to be a bit of an asshole in this business. I think that's why I admire how sweet you still are. You haven't been jaded by the world around you, and for some reason, I don't think you ever will. Not with me by your side, at least. Helping keep it alive in you. I don't know. It's something that's important. Being soft, being emotional, being gentle, there's so much strength required to be that. To be patient and loving is a gift, something that most can't handle. It's something you are blessed with because you can handle it. You're so strong, my love. So much stronger than even you know. I see it within you every day, and I can't help but to be in awe of it. I know you don't see it that way, but I do. If only you could see yourself through my eyes, puppet. If only you could see how amazing you truly are. All the wonderful things you have achieved, everything you've done. I've seen how far you've come personally. I'm so proud of you, beloved. You've come so far, accomplished so much. And it's all been because of the hard work you put in. You've earned these rewards. You deserve to feel good and to relax. It's okay to enjoy yourself by laying on my chest. It's perfectly okay if you want to melt into my touch as I continue to pet you. You're allowed, my love. I want you to feel good. I want you to feel safe. I want you to feel loved. You're the most important person in the world to me, Poppet. I can't stress this enough. I will love you until the end of time. And even in oblivion, I would know your soul by touch alone. You're my world, beloved. I don't want anyone else. I couldn't imagine anyone living up to the high expectations you've set for me. You've made it impossible to be replaced, my heart. I mean, where else would I find someone who is so smart, yet so kind, but also strong, but knows when to back down, but can also be supportive, but knows when to call me on my bullshit, but also knows when to enable me? I think it would be impossible to find that in someone else. I would rather just stick with you, the person on top of me, the person I fell completely head over heels for. I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you melted my icy walls, but you did it. You needled your way into my heart and called it home. Now you live there. Now you're on my mind all day long. I'm practically addicted to you. Get grumpy if I don't get a fix of my beloved. I love you so much, Poppet. I want to give you the world. I want to live every day just to see you smile. I want to fall asleep every night with you on my chest. My future is with you. My present is with you. You're my heart. I'm not going anywhere without you, nor am I going to do anything without you. We're a team. Wherever I go, you follow and try to keep me in line. Do you think I would allow for that behavior from anyone else? Of course I wouldn't. You're the only person I can trust in this godforsaken world. I put my life in your hands every single day. That kind of trust is not something given lightly, but you've earned it. You've proven yourself to me over and over again. Shown me how much you deserve the position you're in, how talented you are, how hard of a worker you are. You deserve the rewards and the praise. There's no one else I would trust as my first mate. You've earned this position fair and square. It's admirable, Poppet. The others aboard the ship look up to you because of how much you're able to get done. It inspires them to work harder so they can get rewarded like you. Of course, they never will, but they don't need to know that. What we have is special. It's something just for the two of us. Something that can't be replicated or copied. No one is going to get between you and me, my heart. They would have my rapier at their throat if they tried to take you from me. I know that's the only way you would leave my crew, by force. You're too happy here, laying in my arms, eyes shut, listening to my voice. You've never been happier, have you? You're at peace with me. You didn't know that life could be this calm, this wonderful. Spending time with the woman you love, having her take care of you. Life is good right now, isn't it? I love you, beloved, from the bottom of my heart. I love you. I can't imagine my life without you making it better. I don't want to live a life if you're not in it, Poppet. You're too important for me to let go. You're the most special person in my life. I would gladly give up everything I have if it meant keeping you. I love you, my heart. Truthfully and honestly, I have never loved or cared about anyone like I do you. You have made me so happy that I didn't realize I wasn't happy beforehand. You complete me, my love. You're my other half. That's why you fit so perfectly against me. Because you're my soulmates. We were meant for each other and were always destined to meet. I was placed on this planet to take care of you, to protect you, to make sure that you're okay. There's no doubt in my mind about it. I know you feel it too. That gravitational pull towards each other. We wouldn't be able to survive without one another. And I wouldn't want to. I don't think I want to live without you, Poppet. And luckily I don't have to. I get to keep you all to myself. Get to be selfish with how you spend your free time and hog it all. I love you, my heart. Thank you for always being the perfect partner.